Okay, let's get into Ksubis Dav Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said at the beginning of our parak on Dav Tezvav Amid Beis that Rabbi Yeshua is mode in a certain case. There's a certain case that he agrees to the migu or to the pesha asa hu pesha hitir. What was the case the Mishnah mentioned where somebody says to their friend, this used to be your father's, and I bought it from him, so therefore he's believed, he's Naaman, Pesha Asu, Pesha Hiter. So the Gemara first asks, why is the case given in the Mishnah of a father, and not just of another person, when I bought it from you? Right? If we say there is no Toveya, according to Rashi, there was no Tviya, and the person started himself. So the question is, why did the Mishnah Dafka give the case of the father? So the last thing we mentioned was maybe it's alluding to the chiddush of Rav Huna of Ein Machzik in Menichsei Katan Afilu Higdil, because the chiddush is even though this person sat on the land for 3 years, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and therefore we usually say the sugi is in the third paragraph of Ma'a Basra, that itself is a chazaka. Question how exactly that works. Is it the chazaka? Is it the lack of mecha'a? The big lumdis, exactly how is the, how do we understand that type of chazaka? Just sitting there on the land. Either way though, that is a kinyan, but the chiddush is that if one of those years is in the hands of a katan, when the katan is the marakama, the previous owner, that doesn't count like a chazaka, because he had no way of knowing to be mocha, even kishahigdil, even after he becomes a gadol, we say that it doesn't create a chazaka. So that is the chiddush. That's what we suggested the chiddush was yesterday. So let's pick up before we have a couple of other questions of why the Mishnah didn't give any other cases. So first wide line. Velisne bidi day. But 1 second, you could even say the case about the person himself not saying that it was your father's, but it was yours. Velukman, there's another chiddush. Kagon sha'ach l'shtayim b'fanav, v'yaka shalo b'fanav. To say that 2 of the years he ate it in front of him, and 1 shalobafanav, 1 he wasn't around, the marakama, the original owner wasn't around, and ukagon shabarach, and he ran away, and that would be the chiddush. Instead of saying 1 year was a katan, and it's talking about the father, why don't you say 1 year was he ran away, and that was shalobafanav. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Barach machmas mai. What would be the reason that he had run away that we would say that this would still count as cheskas gimel shanim, meaning he would be believed? So, mai. E de barach machmas nefashos. If he ran away, if the marakama ran away because his life was in danger, so pshita de lo mehemen, de lo matzi machi. So surely that wouldn't be a good chazaka because lo matzimachi, he wouldn't be able to be, he wasn't able to be moche in that case, because he had a run. So, v'i debarach machmas mamon, he boy lelem chuye. And if he had a run for financial reasons, he owed money, he was hiding, that it is his fault. He should have been moche, the kaimalan, mecha shalom b'fanav havi mecha. He could have been moche wherever he was. So, mimanavshach in our Mishnah, what's the Mishnah's case? That there's a chiddush that the person is believed with the migu, and if there are edim that it used to be the other person's, so then it's not a good, he's not Naaman. So what's that case? So what, the Gemara is suggesting, it's because he wasn't, the chiddush was that father, and the element of katnus is the chiddush, but maybe the chiddush of shalom b'fanav should be what the Mishnah should be mechadish. And the Gemara says, where do you know that mecha shalom b'fanav is a proper, that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara is saying though, in the answer, barach machmas mai, there's no ukimta that would be appropriate. Either it would be wrong or it would be obvious, right? If it was ran away machmas tefashos, said for sure, he wouldn't have to be mocha, it's not his fault. And if not, he could be mocha shalom b'fanav. Where do we see that mecha shalom b'fanav works? A protest lodged, even not in front of the person who's machzik. How do you know that works, Ditznan? The Mishnah tells us in Baba Vasra, Shalosh Aratzos L'Chazaka, there are 3 lands in terms of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, for those halachas, Yehuda, Ve'ever, Hayardin, Ve'Galil. 3 lands. This is the second time we had in this Pesachta, the ideas of Ever Yardin and Galil Yehuda. We had it back in the Yichud that took place in Yehuda, back in the first parak, and that's why the different halachas that she's considered a Be'ula already in Yehuda, there's no Tainus Pesulim, etc. So the Mishnah says, Hayah B'Yehuda, the Hechzik B'Galil, the Marakama, the original owner, is in Yehuda, the Hechzik B'Galil, and the Chazaka, the owner is in one place and the land is in another place. Chazaka takes place in Galil, up north. Begalil v'hechzek b'Yehuda. Eina chazaka achihe imo b'medina. It's not a chazaka unless they are together. They're in the same section of Eretz Yisrael. V'havin and ba. And my kasavra. And the Gemara asks about the Mishnah. What is the Mishnah referring to? I kasavra macha shalabafan of havi macha. If the Mishnah assumes that a protest could be lodged even not in front of the squatter, afilu b'Yehuda v'galol nami. Even if you're in two different areas in Eretz Yisrael, it should be good, and it should be effective to lodge a complaint, a macha. V'ikasavar macha shalob afanav lo havi macha. And if you say a macha shalob afanav does not work, afilu Yehuda v'Yehuda nami lo. Even if you're in the same area of Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't be good enough. You should have to go to the same city, in the same place. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, la'olam, kasavar macha shalob afanav havi macha. Really, you don't have to be in the same city. That's why Yehuda v'Yehuda galil v'galil works. Umas Nisan, aye, so why does the Mishnah talk about those sections? Bishas Cheirim Shanu. If Shas Cheirim is at a time when you can't get from one place to the other place. So if you're in a different land, you can't fault the person for not knowing about his land being squatted on, and therefore it's not his responsibility to be Mocha. But if it's in the same area of Eretz Yisrael, so then it's his responsibility, and if he didn't do it, so then the chazaka goes to the squatter, cheskas gimol shanim. One more line, umayshno Yehuda v'galol tadaka. Why does it say then Yehuda and Galil giving those sections? D'stam Yehuda v'galol kashas cheirim damu. Because the difficulty in getting from the different sections, it's like always a shas cheirim. Meaning if it's a shas cheirim, even close by, if it's impossible to get from one place to the other place, so then, right, there's, the roads are closed, right? So then it's considered that it's shas cheirim, even if it's close by. But if it's separate areas, then it automatically has that status. Period. So that answers the question of why didn't the Mishnah give the case of the person wasn't there? Shalobafanov. Right, so far we're trying to figure out. That's what this whole Amud is going to be about. Why does the Mishnah give the case of, oh, I bought the land from your father? Why does it give a case where just two people are talking about their own relationship? Right? So we finished talking about the case of Cheskas Gimel Shanov. Again, there's a lot of lumdas there in terms of how it works, but that's a third parak of Baba Basra discussion. But there's a lot more, so let's get on to today's daf. Says the Gemara, top line, V'lisni, why didn't the Mishnah list the following case? Mo de Reb Yehoshua, ba'omer l'chaveiro, mana lavisi mimcha, uparativ l'cha, shehu ne'eman. I borrowed money from you, but I paid you back. Right, the classic case of Pesha Asa Hu Pesha Hitir. He creates the Chiyav and he undermines the Chiyav. He could have just said there's no Chiyav at all. But he says that he borrowed money and he paid back. So why isn't he believed there? So before we answer, the Chassam Sofer notes, isn't the Mishnah's case somewhat even more of a Chiddush? Because the Mishnah's case is a case, possibly if you view it as Migula Hotzi. Meaning you're being motzi this from the cheskas marakama, right? We know that he's saying this used to be this other man's field, and he's being motzi it. And here is just saying, I'm keeping my money. So ask the Chassam Sofer. Why is the Gemara suggesting, oh, say this case, the Mishnah is a bigger chiddush. It's a pesha asar lahotzi, not just a pesha asar lahafsik, and that's always more of a chiddush. Says the Chassam Sofer, it must be that this suggestion also is a case of miga lahotzi. How is it? Or Pesha Asa Lahotzi. What's the case? It must be he gave a mashkon. It must be the person gave a collateral to the malvet to hold until I pay back, and that's why he's coming to Bezin, which makes sense. Why would he be coming to Bezin without being nitva, without being approached by the other person? It must be that the person says, he comes, I want my mashkon back. If I want my mashkon back, so that's why he's coming to Bezin, and that's considered Migul Lahotzi also. That itself is a chiddush. We might have mentioned a couple of days ago. We didn't get into it. The status of who owns a mashkon itself is a interesting machlokas we shown in Rashi and Tosfos in Bava Metzia and in Kiddushin. If I give you a mashkon, I borrowed money, I gave you a mashkon. Who owns that mashkon? Who's responsible? The Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Balchov Kone Mashkon. A Balchov acquires it. So what does that mean, acquires a mashkon? What type of shomer is he? That's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Is he a shomer chinam? Is he a shomer sachar? Again, all reflecting. Can he do anything else with it? Is there any other reflection of bialus that this Balchov could use the mashkon for? Again, that also might relate to this chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. If you have the mashkon, so physically you have it and I'm going to take it. But is it really yours? Is that called a lahotzi? Or no? If you're a shomer chinam, it's not yours at all. It's physically in your possession and you have responsibility, but you have zero bialus on that. Right? On the one hand, a shoel, as a shomer, has bialus. A shomer chinam does not have bialus. How do you know that a shoel has bialus? Because he's chayiv in onsin. Why would a person be chayiv if an ones occurs? What, because it's his responsibility to guard from ones? No, that's impossible. That's the definition of an ones. Why I'm chayiv if an ones occurs on my property? Because it's mine. Not because I'm responsible for it. I bear the brunt of a loss if an ones occurs, because it's mine. That's why a shoel. A shoel has rights of usage, and that reflects rights of usage and chiv onsin reflect bialus. So that is a shoel. A shomer chinam has no bialus at all. If it's stolen, he's not responsible. If he's negligent, he's responsible. But that's not because of bialus. Famous lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras, where he says, posheya kemazik. A poshe, if I'm negligent, if I leave the door open so the animal that I'm guarding of yours walks out and gets hurt, so I'm chayev. Why am I chayev? Because it's as if I smashed the animal. Posheya kemazik. Right, so there's no bialus there. So if you say that a mashkon has the status of a bialum, a balchov on a mashkon, the status of a shomer chinam, it's not a huge chiddush, but it is a chiddush to say that it's called a migul lahotzi because it's still mine. It's still mine, even though physically it's in your possession. Okay, relates to that sugya. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, why didn't the Mishnah say that Rabbi Yeshua is modeh in a case of money? Why do you have to dafka give a case of karka? We already explained why it has to be the father and not him. But now, what about money? So the Gemara says, Bishum, the Kabbalah Misfi Seifa, because the second half of his statement, in the case where he's not believed, wouldn't fit in. If there are witnesses that he borrowed, and he says parativ, then he wouldn't be believed. Right? If the Cheskas Chiyuv is established, even without this person admitting. So the Gemara says, but that wouldn't be true. Why? V'hakayim alam, because we hold, it's a machlokes in Maseches Shavuos, but we hold hamalves chaver be'edim, einot tzorach lefaro be'edim. Even if you prove that the loan took place, that doesn't mean that it has to be repaid in front of witnesses. So even if you could say, oh, edim, that there was a loan, I could still tell you that I paid you back. You have to prove that it wasn't paid back. Ein tzorach lefaro be'edim. So that's why the second half of Rabbi Yeshua's statement would not fit in if this was the case. What's the svara of Tzarech Lefaro Be'edim? So the Gemara says in Shavuos, if I went through the trouble to lend you with Eidim, it's automatic. That's the assumption of what I want. But we don't hold that way, and that's why the Gemara says that the Mishnah would be difficult. Period. Next suggestion. Velisni Moder Reb Yoshua. What about this case? Ba'omer lechavero mana la'avicha biyadi veheachaltif pras shehu ne'eman. Why did the Mishnah say the case where a person says, I owed your father 100 and I paid him back half? Veheachaltif pras shehu ne'eman. That he's believed in that case. Okay, what's the chiddush of that case? What would be the chiddush that he would be believed in that case? Rashi says, this sounds like a case of modeh b'miksas, right? It's modeh b'miksas without the tfiya. I go to court and say, oh yeah, I owe your father money, I paid him back half. You have no raya, you have no proof. So in that case, the chiddush, that would be the chiddush of the Mishnah, says Rashi, that you'd be pater from a shvuas modeh b'miksas. Rashi says, Tashmid and Rabusa, the afal gav to modeh b'miksas, pater, hoel ve'eno tovo. Key three words of Rashi. Modeh b'miksas requires a tfiya. If there's no tviya, if I come to Bezdin myself, so I'm not going to be chayiv the modem mixas there. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Aliba Daman. Who is that? Who would the Mishnah be according to? You're telling me again, the Mishnah always has to be a chiddush, but and not obvious, but not wrong. That's that work both ways. So Aliba Daman. So who would this be within Hushita? What do you mean? There's a machlokas elsewhere if somebody comes and admits to something that I didn't mention. Right? Rashi quotes the first half of what we're about to quote. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Ches. Mana la'aba b'yadcha. I'm reading Rashi. Right? Your father, mana la'aba b'yadcha. Your father owes me. Ein l'cha b'yadi ela chamishin dinar. And the person doesn't have any raya. There's a toveya, and the toveya comes and says, I have no rye, I have no shtar, because then you'd have to pay me. But, you know, your father owe me money, you owe me money. And he says, moda b'miksas. Right? He's moda on part. But there was no raya. Does he have to swear there? Machlokes. The Tanakhama holds, the Chacham holds. There's no chiyuv shvua. Why? Back to the Gemara. Aliba d'man. I aliba d'rabbanan. Are we talking about the Rabbanan who say in that case that he's pater? So then, ha'amrinan meshav aveda have. So we said this, that's a case considered as if he's returning a lost item. What's returning a lost item? There's a takana d'rabbanan mentioned in Gittin that if I bring an item to you and I say, hi, I found this, is it yours? And he says, yeah, but I lost two of them. And he's toveami for the other half. So the takana that there's no chiyav modu b'miksas, there's shvua. Why? Because people wouldn't return items. People don't want to have the, get into the difficulties. So if I come and I'm meshav aveda, so then takana d'rabbanan mishum tikkun olam, there's no chiyav of shvua. So here, according to the Rabbanan, even if there's a tviya without a raya, that's still considered meshav aveda. Because he didn't have to admit anything. If somebody comes to me without proving it, without a shtar, without even an eight echad, I have to swear, but without even an eight echad, so that's considered a meshav aveda. And therefore, he shouldn't have to pay. It's obvious, and therefore that couldn't be the case of the Mishnah. That's just like meshav aveda. I aliba d'Rabbeinu ben Yaakov, ha'amar shvua boy. So according to the Rabbanan, it's obvious. According to Rabbeinu ben Yaakov, it's wrong. You would need a shvu in that case. Titania, the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pa'amim Sha'adam Nishval Tainas Atzmo. Amazingly, a person could be made to make a shvua even on a claim that starts off by himself. What's the case? Ketzad, Mana Lavicha Biyadi. Your father owes me 100, Ve'achal Tipras, Mana Lavicha Biyadi. I'm sorry, your father, I owed your father, and I paid back half, Ve'achal Tipras, Harizen Nishva. He makes a shvua there. V'zeo she'nishval tainas atzmo. That's shvuas modem b'miksas, basically. V'chachavim omrim, enu alakamesh v'avedu pater. Period. And therefore, the Mishnah can't give that case either, because it's either obvious or wrong. That's the next rejection. But once we suggested this, we go off a little bit, talking about this machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, lest le'mesh v'avedu pater? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold of that at all? What exactly is the question? Rashi quotes, he doesn't hold of the Takana Rabbanan of Meshav Aveda. It's a Beforish Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Memches, Hamotzei Mitzia Lo Yishava, maybe taken to Olam. Right? So if you're fine the Mitzia, you don't swear. And here, because he's not Toveya him, Mimachayim Mishvua, does he ever hold of that concept? That's Rashi. Tosfos has a little different pshat. He says, it's more general. It's not Dafka, the concept. He doesn't hold of the Svara of Migu, that he's doing the guy a favor, that he could have kept quiet? Right, why does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agree to that? If you look at the Chashuke Chemet here, about Meshav Aveda, the following case, She'ela. Again, some of these cases almost happened, and some of them are related to cases that he was asked. When I visited him last year, he said, a lot of the cases, depending if they're like embarrassing or not, he changes a little of the details, changes the names, the case makes him think of another case, so you never know if these are exactly occurrences, unless he says, Maisa Shehaya. Here he just says, She'ela. Reuven Yirgish Lachas Kaved Belev. Reuven starts having difficulty breathing. He feels like he might be having a heart attack. He calls Hatzala. Hatzala comes, and they deal with him and help him out. Baruch Hashem, they get him to a hospital, and he's okay. He's okay. He goes back home, and he realizes that there's a gold watch of his that's missing. And there's no one that's been in the house since he was taken to the hospital. I guess he was already, had enough hakara when he was taken out of the hospital, except him and the Ish HaHatzala. And so he goes to the Ish HaHatzala, he says, I'm missing my watch. So the guy says, what are you, crazy? He says, I came to save your life and you're saying that I might have taken your gold watch? He says, I don't know. He says, there's nobody else been in the watch. At least be Mashmiya Shuas Hasus. At least Mashmiya Shuas Hasus for me. You know, that you didn't take anything, right? Nishma v'niftar, right? Because he's kofer bakol, as we'll get to, right? There's no Shvua d'oraisa here. Ha'ima isha atzala chayev lishava. Does he have to swear? So right, what we would say, right, our netiyah would obviously be, of course not. Why? So he starts off, right through. Ksuvis, he goes through our case here, Einu Eilu Kameshav Aveda, and he says, there's no greater Meshav Aveda than your life. L'chor, huwa din binyanenu, Ish Atzala, Hari Kameshav Aveda. Right? Ki ariu meshivas nefesh v'lo damim. V'kol shekin sheish lepotro mishnei v'nei tikkun ha'olam. Why? Because the guy's not going to come the next time. If he knows that he's going to able to be accused of taking items, so he's just going to stay home. He's not going to need it, right? We have the similar concept of hitiru sofo mishim tchilaso. If you don't let him do something later, he's not going to come in the first place. So here too, it's greatest meshiv aveda. But then he says, but I'm not sure. Even though my instinct tells me that he shouldn't take a shvua, I'm not sure because why? Because why isn't this exactly meshiv aveda? So he says, beautiful. Meshiv aveda is always, you're doing him something specifically above and beyond in the exact tviya that he is having. Right, you say you found one pen of his. And he says, no, I lost two pens. Swear to me. So it's regarding the pens. The tefiyah is regarding the pens and the favor. And the going beyond is here, it's the pens. Here, it's two separate things. You saved my life, and I lost my gold watch. What does one have to do with the other? So that can't be called meshiv aveda. You're a great guy, right? You saved my life. Thank you so much. But I'm missing my gold pen, and you were the only one who was in my house. So at the end, he says, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think Lamaskana, most would say, come on, you can't. You can't, unless there's, a rumor about him. But if not, this is the Sadiqe Olam here, so I don't think any posek would really say that he would have to take a Yeshua. But either way, that's the Eino Elakamesha Vaveda application here. So back to the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. So when does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov... When does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov say, when does he agree to Meshav Aveda? He says, even in the case where I admit I'm going to be Chayav Shvua. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Bitoa no Katan. What's the case that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says he's Chayav Shvua? You're right. If there's no Tvi at all, if there's nothing out of the blue, he's going to be Pater. He agrees to that Svara. Or he agrees to that Takana. But Amar Rav Bitoa no Katan, if the Katan comes along and is towing, has the taina, so that's where he's going to have to take a shvua. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. V'yomar mar, ein ishvan, al taina, z'cherashot of a katan. A katan's tviya is not called a tviya. He's a lab bardas. So why would katan make a difference? If he doesn't require a shvua, it's no shvua. And a katan shouldn't make a difference. So Gemara says, my katan gadol. Really, by katan means, he means gadol. V'my karele katan, he's called a katan. V'gabe mili da'aviv katan hu. When it has to do with his father's property and he doesn't know, so then he's considered a katan because he doesn't have das in this area. So says the Gemara. So then what's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov saying? Ihachi, tainas atzmo, tainas achirmi. So then it's not, what's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's statement earlier? A person can be chayav a shvua for tainas atzmo. This isn't tainas atzmo. This is a gadol bringing him to court who doesn't exactly know about his father's property. But that's not called tainas atzmo. So the Gemara says, tainas achirim behodas atzmo. That's what he meant. You can be chayav a shvua on your own hoda'a, which you didn't have to do. So the Gemara says, but that's every case. Kulu tanasa tanas achayav hoda'as atzmo ninu. That's every case. So we're stuck. What is the case where Blazer ben Yaakov would agree to Meshav Aveda? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between them? So we're still stuck. Again, this is all a tangent because of the suggestion that we had. Why doesn't the Mishnah say a case where he's more than a mixas about the halva to the father? So, but once we brought it up, we're trying to figure out what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is between them. Just before we get into the Nekudas HaMachlokas, an important Machlokas. Important Machlokas right here. So the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah elsewhere, there's no Shvua based on a Tevia of a Chereshot of a Katan. So there is a Shita of the Rimigash. The Rimigash. Rav Yosef Migash in Shvuas on Daf Mem Aleph. Says the Rimigash. Right there where this comes up. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shavuos is Einish one Altainas Chereshot of a Katan. Says the Rimigash. V'ahai Damrinan. And what's important is that it sounds like he says this Misvara. Not based on a source. V'ahai Damrinan Einish one Altainas Katan. Mistavralon didafka Shavuos HaTorah. Avol Shavuos Heses Miyamachayev. So first of all, it's only by one of the Shavuos Daraisas. We know that there are three Shavuos Daraisas. We mentioned Shavuos Modim Mixas, a Modam part, Shavuos HaShomrim, right? Any of the Mishpatim Shomrim that have to take a Shavua in their respective cases, and Shavuos Eid Echad. If I have two Eid in the Yomi money, you have to pay me. If I have one Eid, you have to swear that you don't owe me the money. You have to deny the Shavuos Eid Echad. So, first of all, he says that Shavuos Hesis can be made based on a Tainas Katan. Okay, Shavuos Hesed is a taina. It's a Shavuot Derabanan, which the Gemara uses the Lashon of Lahafis Daito Shabalabayis. A person wouldn't come and claim something totally out of the blue. So you know what? Swear to him, even though you're Kofar Bakol. So Shavuos Hesed, fine. But then he adds. Avilu Vafilu Shavuos HaTorah Nami. Dafka Shavuos Modim Miksas HaTaina Ve'ed Echad. Da Asyin Machmas Taina. Avol Shvuas Shomrim Delesa Machmas Taina Dahatainas Shemahi Elamachmas Shmirahi. Says the Rimi Gash, and this is a huge discussion. We just mentioned the three Shvuah Daraisas. Are there any two of them that go together without the other one? All three Shvuah Daraisas. Some of them have all three have a uniqueness to each one, but also sometimes two out of three of them would have a halacha apply to them that doesn't apply to the third one. There's one example. What is the mechayev of the shvuah? Says the Rimi Gash. When it comes to Eid Echad, the tviya is the mechayev of the shvuah. I'm toveya you with my Eid Echad. What about shvuas ha modem b'miksas? It's the tviya. I say you owe me money, you say I only owe you half. So in those cases, you need, because the root of the shvuah, the mechayev is the tviya, you need a tviyas bari. You owe me. You have to be vadai. But Shvuas HaShomrim, what's the root of the, what's the Mechayiv of the Shvuah? The events that occurred. Right? There was a Geneva. The item is lost. Even without the Tviya, the Shvuah exists. When the person comes and I say, swear to me, you're my Shomer, I have no idea what happened, really. That's a Tviya Shema, and still the Torah is Mechadesh. Says the Rimi Gash, so even a Tainus Katan would be good for that. When it says Ein Nishpan Al Tfias Cherishot of a Katan, that's only by Moed Mimiksas and Eid Echad. But when it comes to Shavuos HaShomrim, which itself is always a Taina Shema, because what, the Bailam knows what happens? Kiva Deshamar LaKatan Nischayev Lo Shavuos HaShomrim Delo Gara Migado Dedekanami. And that's what I think the language of the Mishnah, and our Gemara quoted it. Ein Nishpan Al Tainas Katan. Whenever the root of the Shavuah is the Taina, that's where you don't do it by a katan. Alma shvua daasya machmas taina hu de'enish boin. Mishum de'ikra hi shvua machmas taina hatoveya vodas anitva b'miksas. But when it comes to eid echad, hados eid echad hu de'ichayev ba. Right, v'chulu, and he continues. That's a crucial chiddush of the Rimi Gash. Who holds like the Rimi Gash? Well, if you had a guess, the Rambam. Right, the Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father. So there, a number of times, especially in Masechah Shvuas, we have a Rimi Gash on two Masechtas, Shvuas and Baba Basra. So those are the places where we could see most, you know, that the Rambam Paskins are like following the Rimi Gash. But the Rambam says it here, Katan in Hilchas Chiris, Katan Shehifkid Biad Gadol. A Katan is the Mashiel, meaning the Katan gives me something to watch. O Hishilo, Hareze HaGadol Nishpa Shvuas HaShomim LaKatan. Shvuah Daraisa, even though I'm watching it for a Katan. And then he quotes, Horu Rabosai. There it is. My Rebbeim Paskin. She'ein ze nishpa b'tainas katan. This isn't considered nishpa b'tainas katan. K'dei she'nomar ein nishpan al tainas katan. She'kol ha'shomrim shvuasan shvuas shemahi. Quotes the Rimi Gash. Quotes the Rimi Gash. Right? Very unusual for the Rambam to quote the Svara, but Baruch Hashem, we have the Rimi Gash, we have the Rambam, we see where it came from. Right? Hilchas Chiris, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. The Ravid right here jumps on the Rambam, who argues the Chachmei Svara, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, right? The Rashba there in Shvuas. Says no, even Shvuas Shomrim ultimately comes from the person wanting his item back, says the Ramban. He says, Afilo b'sho, he says, look in the Parsha, ki yitin isha re'ehu, v'hasam loksim modem b'miksa, loksim v'lakarcha, b'shvuas shomrim modem b'yed katan, ish el re'ehu. The Pasuk's talking about, ish is always prat l'katan. And then he gets into the Svara. He says, Atarapashit be'enai, in this case, that it applies to the Shavuos HaShomrim. But there's a classic machlokas, Rishonim. Where do you put three Shavuot Daraisas? Is this a halachic nafkamina between them, two out of three, or not? Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. So Ella, says the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom. Ella hacha, so getting back to what's the machlokas? What's the root machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying you take a shvua, even if you kind of did something yourself, moda yourself, and the Rabbanan say no, it's Meshav Aveda. What's the case? Ella hacha, bid the Rabba kamiflagi. Rabba, Dama Rabba, Rabba says, this comes up 5 places in Shas. Here is the first one. Right, you see on the side, Gittin, Baba Kama, Bamatzi, and Shvuas. So, Baruch Hashem, the first one in our cycle. Vipnei ma amra Torah. Modeh b'miksas atayna yishava. Why does the Torah say modeh b'miksas? If I say you owe me 100 and you say 50, why does the Torah say you're chayim modeh b'miksas? Well, what should the Torah have said? Whenever you have a question of why does the Torah say you're chayim for half, so should it have been pater or should it have been chayim for whole? Right, meaning what would it have been the havamina? So Rashi, not here, but Rashi in Bava Metzia on Daf Gimel says you should have been pater totally. Mipnei ma amra modeh. Why does the Torah say you're chayiv? Rashi says modeh b'miksas should be pater. Why? So that's controversial. That's controversial. What does Rashi say there in Bava Metzia Daf Gimel and Aleph? Rashi says mipnei ma amra Torah velo chashvo kimeshiv aveda lepotro shelo kafar bakulo. Why did the Torah say you're pater? Because it's like meshiv aveda, and you could have denied everything. Right, if a person has a shtar, remember that that's like two eidim. He has to pay. But if a person says, you owe me 100, and the guy says, you owe me, right, 50, no eidim. So Rashi says, it should be putter, because it's Beishav Aveda. That's Rashi. What's controversial? What's Rashi saying? The Gemara is asking about what the Torah meant. Right, why does the Torah say, and Rashi quotes a Takanat Rabbanan, the Beishav Aveda? Well, the Shidim Kubetzes there ask on Rashi. Right, what is Rashi saying? Beishav Aveda. Why does it, Beishav Aveda is a Drabbanan. So what's the answer? The Chiddush Yerim writes there in Bava Metzia. Rashi doesn't say, isn't it Meshav Aveda? Rashi says, Vaharehi ki, with a kaf, ki Meshav Aveda. Meaning, the same type of svara that the Rabbanan used for Meshav Aveda, shouldn't that be what the Torah was working with by Modeh B'Miksas? But if you're saying that when you do somebody a favor, and you go beyond, you're not going to make him swear, so here too, the guy did you a favor, they admitted to part. So that's the Rashi is not using Meshav Aveda as the model, but just as a parallel. Just like the Rabbanan used that, wouldn't that be where they got it from in the Torah? So Rabbah says, why do we have Modeh B'Miksas? Chazaka ein adam meis panav b'fnei balchovo. A person would not brazenly lie in front of someone who they're balchov. That's what the Gemara says. What's the svar? What does that mean? Why wouldn't they lie? Another machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Bava Metzia. Right? Is it that I wouldn't lie in front of somebody who did me a favor? That's one svara. He lent me money. I'm not going to lie in front of him. I feel bad. Or is it I wouldn't lie in front of someone who knows the truth? And he knows the truth about how much money I borrowed from him. So there's two different svaras. Right? If somebody did me a favor or somebody knows the truth. Well, my nafkamina? Pikadon. What if I'm watching something of yours? And you say, I was watching two watches. And I say, no, only one watch. So does the svara apply? Svara apply. Well, if it's that I wouldn't lie in front of somebody who knows the truth, same thing. There's a chazaka. You know the truth. But if it's somebody who did me a favor, I'm doing him a favor. He's not doing me a favor. So the svara wouldn't apply. Right? Only by milveh, not by pikadon. So that's the two svaras in the Rishonim here. What ain't other man's pun of b'fnei balchova. So let's continue. The Gemara gets into psychology here. Why is Modeh B'Miksas Chayiv? A person wouldn't lie in front of someone who knows their Balchov. V'hai b'kuli boy de lichpere. Really, therefore, this guy wants to deny everything. He wants to deny everything. V'hai de lo kafar le mishum de'ena de meis panafu. But he can't because of this chazaka. That his conscience doesn't let him lie in front of this person. And therefore, ubukuli by delodile. So therefore, really, the pendulum should swing the other way. He should admit to everything. Vahai delo dile. Why doesn't he? Ki hechi delishtamitle. He's trying to literally slip away. Visavar, and he thinks to himself, adahavi li zuze uparanale. I don't have enough money here. So you know what? I'll get to pay him in a month from now. But I only have enough for half, so I'll say, I don't want people to think that I owe money, they're going to pressure me for the next month, so I'll just admit to half, and I'll get him the rest of the money in, but we think that he really owes the money. So that's why, Rachmana Amar, Rami Shvua Ale, throw a Shvua on him, Kihechi Delo Dile Bekule. So that'll limit to everything. That's Modeh B'Miksas, that is the Din to Araisa. So no Tana can argue on that Din, because that's the Din to Araisa. But now we get to, so what's the Machlokas? Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Savar, Loshna Bo, Veloshna Bibno, Eino Meis. Not only would you not lie in front of the person who did you a favor who knows the truth, but, which is an afkamina for Ben actually, but even in front of his son, which makes more sense, obviously, with the favor approach. Hilkach lo meishav elav meishav aveda. But if it's not meishav aveda, it's psychologically. Your conscience won't let you do this. You're not doing anything. And that's why you'd have to take a shvua in that case, even of the father. V'rabbanan savri bohu de'eno meyaz avol b'bno meyaz umi de'lo heyaz meishav aveda havi. He still did him a favor. So the Gemara gets a little off track. Mesech ha-shvuas. Again, it's ksubis, so it's nothing off track. Everything in Shas could be in Ksubis, and is considered appropriate material for this Masechta. Okay. Okay, let's continue now. Next Mishnah. Again, there is so much meat here. Now we get into another world. Another world. The world of Kiyum Shtaros. Kiyum Shtaros. Mid Oraisa. If there's a star that's signed by two witnesses, so that's believed. We believe that. Two witnesses, apichnaidim yakum davar. We believe two witnesses. There is a takana drabanan called kiyum shtaros, which means we're not going to collect with a document unless we have verification of the signatures. Kiyum shtaros. How do you do kiyum shtaros? The Rambam quotes five ways. Five ways you can do kiyum shtaros. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus in Perek Vav Halacha Beis be'echad michamisha dvarim yiskayim hashtar bebezdin. Five ways. Number one, the judges recognize the signatures to be of these people. Basically, it's verification that the signatures are correct. The judge recognizes the signatures to be of those two. Number two, the Eidim themselves come and sign in front of us. Number three, you have another shtar that's already verified of the same people's signatures, and you compare it to the two. Right? Shlishus, Yevo Eidim HaChasumin Lefneim V'Yomer Kolechad. They come and say, it's our signatures, right? All different ways. L'maisa, verifying the signatures. That's called kiyum shtaros. And unless we have kiyum shtaros, we don't trust the document. So what happens in a case, ha'edim sha'amru, ksav yadeinu huzeh, edim come and say, yeah, this is our signatures, aval anusim hayinu. But when we signed it, we were onus. We were onus. We don't know what type of onus yet. Let's say, there was a gun to our head. We were forced to sign it. Ktanim hayinu. We were less than age of godless. Psule Eidus Hayinu. We were puzzle. Maybe we were related at that time to the, we'll get to the people involved. Somehow we were puzzle Eidus. We'll get to what type of psul. Hare Elu Ne'emanim. They're believed. Why? What is this Mishnah doing here? Because it's the same Svara. Hapesha Asu Hapesha Hiter. They're the ones that are saying the document is correct. And they're the ones that are undermining it right away. Pesha Asu. They're the ones who allowed. Hu Pesha Hiter. Tosus discusses, is this considered a migu, a pesha aser b'makam edim? Because right when they verify, they're basically saying they're good witnesses, and now the pesha aser is trying to uproot that. So this is one of the, we mentioned this yesterday, one of the litmus tests. There's a sugya of called migu b'makam edim. What about a pesha aser b'makam edim? Is it the same halachos? And that's Tosus deals with it in the same way. Tosus says migu b'makam edim. Tosus l'shitasa, we mentioned Tosus a number of times in the parak, compares the two principles. Peshasar is a form of migu, and that's why Tosus asks. It could be that if it's a different type of principle, it's not working based on what you could have said, but just that you're the source of all the information, the question wouldn't get off the ground, because it works differently. Okay. V'im yesh edim shuksav yadam, osha yksav yadam yotzi mimakom acher. If, though, we know the kiyum shtar is from a different source, not from these witnesses, right? There are other witnesses that prove it, or there's another document. Ain't a nem on him. So again, they're not believed. Just like we had before. If there are witnesses that it was his land, fine. Whenever we talk about shtar, it's important to remember the topic we discussed back in Yevamos. And that is, how does a shtar work? We have a drasha based on a pasuk, Yevamos Lamed Lamed Aleph, meet pihem below meet piksavam. We have to, witnesses cannot give testimony in writing. Meet pihem from their mouths, below meet piksavam, and not from the written word. So all the rishonim in Yevamos Lamed Aleph and Beis deal with. So what's a shtar? Right, if you have mipiyam below mipiksavam, that drasha, only from the mouth of the witnesses and not from the written, so what's being, how do you have the existence of a shtar? If it's mipiyam below mipiksavam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, all that is excluding is a mute, an elam, someone who cannot give testimony with their mouth. And he uses the principle of Rabbi Zera. As long as you can give testimony with your mouth, you could also write it. Kalaroi labila. As long, you just need the potential to give the testimony. If you could say it, so you could write it. But if you can't, then elaim is mufka from edus. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam, huge chiddush, the Rambam says that edus shebishtar is derabanan. Midaraisa, no good. Eidus Shebeshtar. The Rambam says in Hilchos Eidus Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid. I'll read it to you. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus Gimel Dalid. The Rambam says Midivrei Sofrim Shechotkin Din Imamenis Beidus Shebeshtar. Afal Bishena Eidim Kayamim Kadesh Lo Tino Dalas Befei Lavin. Midir Rabbanan. You're right. Mipiyam Lo Biksavim Daraisa. But we're not happy with either of those answers, Rov Rishonim. So Rov would say what the Baal Amar says there, what Tosfos himself says. Tosfos on Sunday's Daf. Tosfos on Sunday's Daf, if you want to peek ahead, on Daf Chaf Amid Beis, Tosfos says, it's an iceberg Tosfos, goes over to the next page, right? Chaf Amid Beis, that means the tip is on one side and it goes over to the other side. The Tosfos says in the middle of Chaf Amid Beis. The Yesh Lomar Delo Chashiv Shtar Ela Kishaasi Midas Shneihem Midas Halovek Shuchayiv Oz Chashiv Shtar Aval Hacha Shekosev Eduso Shelo Midas Halove Lo Chashiv Shtara. What's called in the Lundis Das Hamischayiv. A Shtar is different. It's not just two people telling me that Reuven killed Shimon in writing. That's no good. But a shtar is what's called a concretization of the commitment of the party involved. Das ha-mischayev. Das ha-mischayev, that's not, that's what the Baal Amar says, mipi hem velo mipi ksavo velo mipi ksavo. The Edom's written testimony is no good. The Baldover's written commitment signed by witnesses, that's something totally different. Mipik savam velo mipik savo. That's the language of the Baal Amar in Yevamos. So a shtar is totally different than edus bechsav. Okay, a lot more there. Obviously, we'll talk more on Sunday about that. But let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says, Lo Shanu. What's the Lo Shanu referring to? So first we think it's referring to the Seifa. When do we say that they're not believed if there's other sources that we know these signatures are true? Lo shanu ela sha'amru anusim ayinum achmas bamon. This is only if they say, what's the honest that they said? If we were under financial duress. Financial duress, then we're not going to believe them because there are sources elsewhere that know. Avau anusim ayinum achmas defashos. But if we are, a gun was put to our head, Hare Elu Ne'emanim, they're believed even in that case. They're believed even if there are sources elsewhere, right, that this is their signatures. Says the Gemara, why? Amar Le Rava, Kol Kemine, is it in their power to undermine their Edus in the Shtar? Kivan Shehigid Shuv, and Yechozer Umagin. Tell you, rack up the Shas topics. Once they give testimony, you can't be Chozer Umagin. If somebody's in court, and 5 minutes after Edom gave testimony, they come and they want to retract, they want to undo, Kivan Shehigid, once you give testimony, Shuv Eino Chozer Umagin. You can't. So here, they gave testimony in the document. So now, and that document was verified by outside sources. So now they're trying to undermine that. A shtar is as if they're testifying in court. Right, and right, let's continue one more line. V'chite imani milia ped, if you want to say that principle only applies with real edus in court. Avo b'shtar lo, but not by a shtar, v'yamarei shlakish. Edom achasumen al ashtar, nasa k'misha nechkarei dusan mebestin. Edom asarin on a shtar, it's as if they're talking in court. And it's as if it was drisha v'chakirid, cross-examined in court. So the principle of kivat shehigin applies. How could they undermine that? There is a lumdish question in kivat shehigin. Rav Elchanan asked this question at the end of Kovetz Ha'aretz in Siman Ayin Ches. Is the focus of Kivat Shehigid, why can't I come and undermine my testimony? Is it the power of my first testimony or the weakness of my second testimony? Right, which is it? L'may nafgemina, he says, v'nafgemina mishiyah perushim, I'll just read you, l'chara hadein chozer magid migzeres akasiv ta'agada shnia psula. That's what I would have thought. The second one is weak. V'yim kain, when it comes to, let's say, isurin, where psulim are ne'eman, enechan emin bisurin, right? A pus, an eved, an isho could all be believed. By isurin, you should say that it works, right? You can be kivat shehigid. If somebody tells you meat is not kosher, and then they change their mind 10 minutes later, and you're in their house, you should believe them. V'yesh lomer, and he says, no, it could be the other way. Tehad de'in achozi umaget, enu mishum gri'usa shel agada shnia, elashu kocha shel agada rishona. What's the nafgamina? If you have a migu, teichadishlo migu b'shar shachozir umagid. So if you say it's that the second haggadah is weak, so a migu strength is the second haggadah. But if you say it's because the first one is strong, so that even if the second one becomes stronger, the first one is strong. So that's a chakira about kibbutz shehigid. Is it the strength of the first or the weakness of the second? Either way, we're stuck with a question, right? Why does Rami Bar Chama say that in the seifa they'd be believed if it's onis machmas nefashos? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella e itmar aresha itmar. Rami Bar Chama's case was really, statement was really going on the first half of the Mishnah. Hare elu ne'emanin. If they say that we were anusim, they're believed if they're the source of their whole testimony. Amar Rami Bar Chama on that. Lo shanra lo shamra anusim ayinu machmas nefashos. Aval amar anusim ayinu machmas mamon, ein ne'emanim. My time up, ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. A person cannot self-incriminate themselves. Ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. And therefore, that's why they wouldn't be believed in the, if they would said, anusim hayinu machmas mamon. Because they're basically saying that they falsified for money. Falsified for money, and that would, we wouldn't believe them. Tosfos here asks, we'll get to this B'Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Tosfos here asks, we know there's a principle called, Mesechta Sanhedrin, Palginon Dibura. If somebody comes to court and says, so-and-so was ma'anes me. So we believe him. Why do we believe him? He's a no-gabba-dover. We believe him, Magabi the other guy, but not Magabi himself. Palginon Dibura. So Tosfos here discusses, why don't we say that here? Why do we say it in Mesim Atzma Rasha? Believe him that it's their witnesses, but don't believe him that it was Machmas. Believe him that they were Anusim, but don't believe him that it was Machmas Mamon. So Tosa discusses why this case you wouldn't apply the principle of Palgin and Dibura. And also, the other question to talk about is, what's the Svar for any other Mesim Atzma Rasha, and are there limits? We mentioned even just last week, the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam says, because our bodies are not our own, we can't self-incriminate ourselves in order for us to be punished, because, you know, maybe I just want to be in pain. Maybe I just want to get whipped, right? So therefore, we're not allowed to trust them. But what about the Rishonim discuss? What if the guy is doing tshuva? What if there are other reasons that make us think that he's telling the truth, right? How far do we go in another base of Moscow, Russia? What if a guy comes to court and says, if a woman comes to court and says, I've been mizaneh, I'm usher to my husband, the Mishnah in Nedarim, we had that discussed. So do we say in the Mesa for Russia, and therefore she could stay married? But what about Shavinav Shechadicha Nisura? Again, when all of these halakhic principles overlap, you got to figure out what's after all the dust settles, you got to figure out what remains. But here we have Rami Bar Chama's statement that if they would say that we did it for money, they would not be believed because ein adam mesim atzmo rush. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, again, there's more Pesha Aser coming up. Again, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and Hashem will pick up again on Daf Chaf. Okay.